All right, this is Ed Brock, American City and County Associate Editor, talking with Biloxi Mayor A.J. Holloway about his decision to cut his own salary. I'd like to start, Mayor, with asking you if you could tell me a little more about your decision to cut your own pay. Was that a matter of sort of sharing the sacrifice or encouraging the council to take your suggestions on new taxes and paying for dependent health care?
Well, it could probably be worked both ways, you know. But I had enough time with the state government that I can draw. They have a law in Mississippi that you can draw your retirement and stay in your job under the system and get 25% of your what salary you're making now. So I took a cut in salary, but it wasn't the total $85,000.
Well, how much does it come out to with the retirement, if you don't mind my asking?
It comes out to about 85,000. From the with the 25,000 from the job and the retirement.
Okay.
I'm taking a cut in pay.
Uh-huh.
Actually, but it's not that amount. You know, it's more than probably like 25,000 somewhere around there.
Uh-huh. Well, was it also, obviously the city is encountering some budget problems, as a lot of cities are. Was it also just a matter of easing the city's...
Yeah, you know, I didn't need it, you know, that the city needed it worse than I did, and, you know, had my homes all paid for and everything, so I don't make a lot of expenses.
Yeah. Has it encouraged the council in any way to... react differently to those your proposed budget? Last time, I believe they turned down some of those hard choices there. Have they?
Well, they haven't made any real big sacrifices. To be perfectly honest with you, they have come around on a few things. We were we pay the employee and their dependents hospitalization 100%. Now they have come up with if the employee wants to keep it dependent on the dental part of it, they pay $50 a month, something like that. But I mean, there's no real sacrifice there, you know, because you know that's not going to help any, you know, at all. And then the others, you know, that. Thing that we put on the table for to enhance the revenue side of the budget that has not been accepted at this time. They do think we do have 3 votes right now on a couple of those issues, but we need one more council person to come aboard on that.
And well, what other hard choices are in store for the city? We have to furlough employees.
Well, that's an issue that we're talking of. Furloughs are, we feel that the easiest and quickest way to accomplish what we need to do is take about a 5% pay reduction across the board for all employees in the city. That would get us where we need to be for this coming year's budget.
So you're talking about a pay reduction instead of furloughs?
Right. I think that would be the quickest and easiest way. And not have to furlough would be a pain of administer and everything, you know. And they're talking about maybe 6 furlough days a year. Well, that's not going to do any good.
Right.
You know, that's, you know, it might help a little bit, but it's not doing what we need to be done. We will need to get up to where we're going to have about a $3 to $4 million fund balance next year. As it stands right now, we're going to have a $2 to $3 million deficit coming next year.
And I know that you said in some other articles that you're I think 3 years away from your next election.
Yes, I'm in my first year of the 5th term.
So you're not doing this for re-election purposes, but how have the people of Biloxi reacted to your decision?
Well, they've reacted very favorable to my decision, and I have not heard a foreign person say anything against it. and then all the calls and the emails and stuff that we're getting here is all in favor of what we are suggesting to do.
And have other mayors followed you in cutting their own salaries who may be in the same position, or were there other mayors?
No, they just all mad at me.
Have they actually called you and then you
No. I served with the other mayors on the coast on the wastewater. Wastewater and solid waste board. We have a county wide wastewater and solid waste district at all the mayors of the five cities and the county serve on, and we all get along good and nothing.
Because they're not going to cut to the salaries.
No.
Okay, well, that is all of my questions. I appreciate your time, and thank you very much.
Thank you.
Okay.
Bye.